Thanks for listening to WYSO on WYSO.org and NPR One. I'm April Leslie. WYSO series What's Next is taking a look at high school students in our region who are trying to figure out what comes after senior year. For some high school kids, it's as simple as apply to college and go, or start looking for a job. But plenty of teenagers are facing issues a lot of adults would struggle with, financial and family pressures that make just getting to graduation tough. WYSO's Lewis Wallace has a profile of two students at Ponitz Career Technology Center whose paths to graduation have been bumpy.
James Stevens and Remy Greathouse have been friends since they started high school. They talked in a studio at Ponitz, where they're both students in the broadcast program. Remy is 17, James 18, and they both talk about their childhoods in past tense.
My home life wasn't so stable. I had to adjust to certain situations, and, you know, even getting to school is hard. I have three younger siblings under me, so I have a lot of responsibility.
Mm-hmm. I can definitely feel that.
Yeah.
Coming from a home where there's a lot of problems domestically with my mom and dad always fighting constantly. A lot of domestic violence happening around me.
Both of them became caretakers at a young age. Remy for her mom, who had trouble holding down a steady job and struggled with depression.
My stress was making sure she was okay and making sure that she knew I was there for her no matter what.
And James for his three younger siblings. He says his dad got addicted to heroin when the other kids were still little.
And I had to basically take up the role of the father of the house at age 16.
James has moved from home to home and now lives with other family. And he's been completing his credits for high school on schedule. But they both say the support in school just isn't always there.
I guess one of the biggest problems with stress was me having to come to school every day and worry about whether or not my dad or my mom would be in jail when I got home. Or dealing with a possible overdose or something from my dad.
That's a big fear, because you walk into something that basically you don't even know if you're going to be able to handle yourself, like your mental stability.
Right.
And then not only your mental stability, but furthering your education, you know. And I think a lot of teachers don't realize that either. They believe, well, if you're not here, then you're just not here. You're not going to get any help. You know, they don't ask to see what's in your background. Are you okay at home? I mean, we know not to tell teachers everything that goes on at home. But in a sense, at least see if this student is okay. You know, some people actually do need help.
Of course, some teachers do see this and do try to help. And Dayton Public Schools says they're aware of the issues. David Lawrence, who's the chief of school innovation for the district, says when they scratch below the surface for a lot of students,
we start to hear about divorce. We start to hear about displacement. We start to hear about homelessness.
But the reality is, right now, to get support,
the students are grabbing whoever will listen now. And a lot of times, in most cases, that ends up being at the high school level, the counselors, and then across the board, especially at the elementary school, it ends up being the principal.
And teachers and counselors don't necessarily have time or training, so some kids do fall through the cracks. He is pushing to get a social worker in every school as part of an effort toward what they call wraparound services, where the school helps address everything from mental health and drug abuse to homelessness among students and their families. David Lawrence doesn't think the schools can do it alone.
Schools can't be fixed by school.
Meaning these wraparound services need to be an effort from the whole community, including business, government, parks, and so on. It's a big vision with urgent consequences. 94% of students in Dayton Public Schools are living in poverty, which increases the likelihood that they have similar home stresses as James and Remy at Ponitz. But these two say they are headed toward graduation. They've both had family members step up and offer to cover their senior year fees and cap and gown. And they're both hoping to go to Sinclair and eventually get degrees in mass communications. They say their situations aren't unusual.
I don't think we're the only ones going through it.
No, not at all. There's a lot of people out there going through the same things that we're going through. And that's just how it is. And that's just another reason for us to learn from it.
They say that's another reason to make it to graduation and stay focused on what's next. For WYSO, I'm Lewis Wallace.